As we're standing, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Christmas. And we ask now that as we turn to your word, you will help us to see the heart of what it means, that we might be encouraged and strengthened and see more of Jesus. And we ask for his sake. Amen. Now here we are then, it's Christmas morning, do sit down, and I hope that you're all looking forward to your Christmas dinner. Now, who can tell me what they're having for Christmas dinner? Do you know what you're having for Christmas dinner? Do you know what you're having? Yeah, tell me.
Nothing.
Nothing, I'm sure you're having something. What are you having? Anybody know what they're having?
Sprouts.
Sprouts, yes, sprouts, yeah, very common Christmas dinner, yeah. Anybody having turkey? Anybody having anything different?
Chicken.
Goose. Yeah. Salmon. Right. Very, very, very good. That sounds nice. Well, I wonder if you've heard about about the lady that the Hull Daily Mail reported on recently. Mum of four, Gemma Andrews, appeared on breakfast telly to explain that she charges her family members for having Christmas dinner at her house. She says she cooks for up to 16 people on the big day and asks them for £30 each. Now, she explained that she thinks they actually get quite a good deal, you know, because they get the whole day at her house. They get a three-course meal and drinks, and everybody gets a present. But author Katie Lett joined the TV debate, and she said that she thought that Gemma's admission that she charges a fee for her family was making Scrooge look like Mary Poppins. Well, I think most people would think that that is pretty mean, isn't it? Especially at Christmas, because at Christmas we usually try to be very generous. Now, the tradition of being generous at Christmas is because the Bible says that the truth of Christmas is that God has been very generous to us. And that's the point that the Apostle Paul makes in that reading we had from 2 Corinthians. He wanted to encourage the church in Corinth to support another group of Christians who were in a very poor area. And he says, 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich." Now I need a couple of people to give me a hand here. Actually, Morgan, you can give me a hand if you want. Disappearing off there. Anybody like to give me a hand? I need two people to help me. Got one there. I've got one there. Okay. Is there somebody else offering as well? Is there right? Okay. Yeah. Okay, ladies, you can come and help me. Right. Okay. Right. I want you both to stand up here on the on here, and Lexi, give me a hand. You can come and give me a hand. Thank you. Right. I need to do a little bit of explaining first, but Gospel reading reminds us that the one who was born at Bethlehem that first Christmas day was no less than God, the always existing Word. God, the eternal Son, who was with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit in the splendor and wonder of heaven. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And he was in the beginning with God, and he was involved in actually creating the world. All things were made through him. So God, the eternal Word, was like a king enjoying all the riches of heaven. So we haven't quite got a king's garments, but Lex, if you could help Noah to put this on. This is a robe representing a king. So here he is in all his splendor and majesty. That's the idea. Very good. And yet, we also read there in John 1 that the world, though it was made through him, did not know him. He came to his own, but his own people did not receive him. Having made the world, including us as men and women and boys and girls, God saw us turn away from him. Instead of us fully reflecting him in his splendor and wonder, we became spiritually poor. So, Lexi, can you help Zach to put this on? See, it's the way that's it. Yeah. Now, what do we think about that then? Let's have a look. See, it's a bit of a Bit of a mess that, isn't it? Look, very poor. Rags. So you're clothed in rags, and we've got the king clothed in robes. Now, what Christmas shows us is that God didn't leave us in our rags, in the poverty of our fear and sin. He has come to do something about it. John tells us that the Word became flesh and lived among us. God the Word took to himself a human body and was born as baby Jesus in Bethlehem. God the Word lived a human life as Jesus of Nazareth. Now, as we read 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, "For you know the grace," that is the generosity of our Lord Jesus Christ, "that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor." So you've got to take this off now. But you know, that wasn't it. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty," you take that off. You can get that off. You need to put that on now. So this is God, the eternal Word, who's become a human being, becomes poor. And then you can help the once poor man. To become rich. There, put it on him. There we are. You just stick an arm out. That one. Just that one. That's it. There's the other arm. That's it. So Christmas, you see, makes possible a great exchange. In his great love, though, through Jesus' perfect life and his rescuing death, which we remember by sharing bread and wine this morning, our faults and our flaws can be cleaned up. The slavery that we're in to our feelings and our thoughts and actions can be replaced with freedom. The fears and anxieties we wrestle with can be met with love. Because there's been this great exchange that Jesus, though he was rich, became poor, so that we who believe in him, though we're poor, can become rich. Well, thank you very much. Let's give our volunteers a round of applause. And you know, this is so important to understand at Christmas, or any time of the year for that matter, because so often we compare ourselves to others. And we're aware of some of our faults and flaws, and we don't want to be seen as we are. We might even feel like we want to hide from our situation, hide from ourselves, hide from others, hide from God. But if we see what Christmas and the Christmas exchange means, and we put our confidence in Jesus, well then things can be better. I'd just like to show a short video clip now that's called Wrapping Paper.
I think wrapping paper might be the answer. I mean, just look at everyone else with their perfect bodies and immaculate style. Their clean little coats and their cute little smiles. What hope have I got to ever impress? Compared to them, my life is a mess. But if I was wrapped up, then no one could see the rips and the cracks and the scrub that's me. The paper would cover all my faults and my flaws. I'd look just the same as the others because I would be shiny, attractive, exciting. People would see me as something inviting. If you ask what I wish for this Christmas time, here is my answer. I just want to hide. Now that it's happened, you would think I'd be cheerful. But here is the thing, I'm actually more fearful. I know it sounds weird, but now that I'm covered, I'm scared of the moment when I'm truly discovered. I know it can't last. This is not the real me. I'm dreading the moment when I'm actually seen. What will they think? What will they say? Disappointment? Disgust as they throw me away? This is it. Here we go. My heart is racing. Nowhere to hide now. What am I facing? The paper is ripped and thrown to one side. Everything's bright as the light hits my eye. But wait, what is this? Can this really be true? You're seeing me and I'm seeing you. With hands that are caring and eyes that are kind, you pick me up and love what you find? That cannot be because of my beauty. It must be because of what you will do with me. You bind up my wounds and you clean up my pores, and now I am loved, but not because I am so perfect, so clean and so great, but because you saw me and you did not hate, but loved me, restored me, you made me clean. Now this is real freedom, to be truly seen. What could be better for Christmas this year? A Prince of Peace who scatters our fear. Yes, God is the maker, but we hide from him. Here is our problem. It's what is called sin. It leads to a mess, so we wrap ourselves up. We fear being seen, but that doesn't stop God from coming to find us, sending his Son. He so loves this world that Jesus has come. He loves us, restores us. He makes us clean. This Christmas, find freedom. This Christmas, be seen.
You see, Christmas is a time to be generous because God has been incredibly generous, gracious to us human beings in our brokenness, with our faults and our fears and our flaws. Christmas is a great exchange because Jesus came into our world and later died and rose again to make people clean. So those who believe in him can say, you pick me up and love what you find. That cannot be because of my beauty. It must be because of what you will do with me. You bind up my wounds and you clean up my flaws. And now I am loved, but not because I'm so perfect, so clean and so great, but because you love me, restore me. You make me clean. And that means that I don't need to compare or fear because I'm accepted by God because of Jesus. So we can be changed from being in our own poverty to instead share the riches of Jesus who came down from heaven to find us that first Christmas day. So Christmas tells us, I am loved, not because I'm perfect and clean and good, but because God in Jesus has come to bring me his love. A love that changes our poverty so that we are given his riches. In Jesus, God can accept us and transform us. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your extraordinary love that was prepared to send your Son from the riches of heaven down to the poverty of earth. And we thank you that through him you can share with us your riches, that we can be secure and know that we're significant and loved and cared for by a loving Heavenly Father. So we pray that you would write these things on our hearts and minds and open our hearts to him this Christmas and always. Amen.